One out of 12.
Oh, sorry, cut it off. Here, do it again. Hold on.
Is that real? Are we going? Are we rolling? Yeah. Are we rolling?
Yeah.
Oh, so this is a reference. Are these the asshole police?
No, these are the asshole police.
And they're coming to get me. So that's how that works. I thought you meant like they're assholes because they're police, because I know how anti-cop you are.
I'm not anti-cop at all. In fact, I believe in our services.
The thin blue line?
I believe in our services. I think it's
I good. Hear you. I think they feel it's about lucky. The man.
The man.
You're always on about the man.
No, that's the guy downstairs. I call him the man.
Prick. He's a prick.
He's a dick.
Wow. The man. In the mornings, the guy expectorates. First thing in the morning, it's disgusting.
What does he do?
Expectorates. Like he tries to get every ounce of mucus.
What did you call it?
Isn't that expectorating, like spitting and
expectorating.
Yeah. Oh, that expectorating.
That's what we expected the show. I expect a rating.
Where are the knob cops when you need them?
You're listening to Zen with Mike Wilmot. Wow, what a great way to kick off episode
Phil,
25.
Are you back to what, Phil? Are you now? Because you remember, you almost gave it away.
I didn't
episode.
Give it away.
You almost did.
No, I didn't. That was just getting you listen to the next one.
No, because you were napping and you were tired.
I was a little tired.
And now you got a rum and coke and you're feeling better.
I was a little tired. And you've got a glass of wine.
And I got a glass of wine and I'm leaving tomorrow.
Yeah, I feel pretty good now. I feel pretty good, Mike.
Did I tell you it was Peter Mansbridge's last broadcast of The National?
What's that?
Should explain.
Right.
Every morning here at the Casa de Phil,
yeah.
I get up, and you'll back me up on this, I watch the previous evening's CBC, the national, our news.
CBC.
Our Canadian national news.
Were you saying our? If there were a lot of Canadian listeners, we'll know what's the...
Yeah, but I mean, we get more Nigerians.
Oh, really?
Well, I'm hoping.
You know what? You know what we do
have? Sweet corner Somalia.
You know what?
Nigeria.
We do. We do have Nigeria.
Well, there you go.
There's
already.
Seven Nigerians.
We are sweeping Africa, man.
There's
the mother country.
14 Kenyans that listened to the show last
14,
week.
14. God bless you, Kenyans.
Yep. There's 14 Kenyans.
They like us back home.
I think they're probably going, can you guys figure this out? What the hell is going on in the West? Death to the West from Kenya or something.
What if we said, well,
we could set fire to Africa. We could start, let me be, a revolution there.
Which, there's tons of revolutions in Africa.
Oh my God, do you think we started one?
Probably. Mm. Probably. An up-and-coming one between Kenya and Somalia. Are they even close? That's a huge fucking
Kenya
continent.
And Somalia are right beside each other.
Are they?
What, don't you know your geography,
I was in Africa twice.
I thought, well, you didn't go there? Did you go?
Cape Town and Joburg.
Oh, that's the same place.
No,
that's South Africa.
Yeah,
you were there twice.
Two different times.
Oh, two different times.
Yeah.
So you're actually just in South Africa.
I was in South Africa.
You haven't said you've been to all of Africa.
Not all of Africa. No.
Have you been to Morocco?
Phil? No.
Have you been to Egypt?
No. I was just saying it's a very large continent.
Have you been to? It is a large continent.
It's a very fourth largest continent.
Is it the fourth largest continent?
I don't know, Phil.
Well, Jesus, Mike.
Don't look it up. Now I'm alone. Now you're doing that.
Now I'm alone.
This is one we should just put in a song.
Who needs us to put in a song?
When I was there.
Oh, God. You know, continents, by the population, it's the second largest.
Oh, right. But we were in terms... Okay, it's Australia's first, right?
Yeah. No, not by population.
No, but by square footage.
No, God, no.
Isn't it the biggest?
No, Canada's way bigger. North America's way bigger.
Oh, North America, right. Oh,
okay, here we go. By land area, you want to know?
So Eurasia?
Oh.
Is there still Eurasia? Do they still remember that as a kid? They called it Eurasia. I think that's just to get lazy, so they put Europe and Asia together as one landmass.
Oh, Europe and Asia. Well, it is one landmass.
Then they call it Eurasia. Or was that just
a
supergroup?
Yeah, it's called Eurasia.
No, that was a supergroup.
It's really weird because they call Europe a different continent, but it's actually this part of the same continent.
Eurasia.
You're making this difficult. You don't need to. Okay, largest continent by land area?
Eurasia. North America.
Asia.
Asia.
Not Eurasia. Europe's different.
But I thought there wasn't there a Eurasia, or is that a super?
And you know what? What did you say that the biggest one was? Australia. What's the smallest continent by land area, Mike?
Australia?
Australia. You were way off.
But this isn't a trivia show, Phil. You're turning it into a trivia show. No, what show is really shit because of Mike's co-host?
Listen, I tried to
make... Would it be Zen with Mike Wilmot? Winner! Winner!
Well, it's called Zen with Mike Wilmot. It's a self-help program, Mike. The whole point of this is to try and help people get over their troubles.
Then they and are!
They're not.
Well, then fuck them.
They haven't been.
Fuck them. That's the whole problem with Zen. Not a lot of people are just saying, yeah, just shut up, fuck off, no one cares.
What's the smallest population by... Smallest continent by population?
Smallest continent...
By population.
By population.
It's obvious. Should be obvious.
It's very easy.
Should be obvious.
It's easy.
Say it quickly.
Ireland?
Oh, my God. Yes, Ireland. How many people were in Ireland? There's about 7 million.
17.
17?
17 people. I know them all.
Do you? Yes. Oh, that's Nate. Can you name them for me?
Yeah, they're all named Jimmy.
That's one.
No, all of them.
Oh, all of them.
All of them. Middle names... Count.
That's Jimmy, what, they're not...
You those are just the chicks.
You know what? You weren't even working on Irish. You couldn't have said Declan or Donald or Connor.
No, fuck
or
that. Sinead
or Shoshona or something Irish. Jimmy. James. Scottish.
Jimmy James.
Jimmy James. Jimmy
James. That's what they call my brother-in-law.
Good old Jimmy James.
They call my brother-in-law Jimmy James. Everyone in my family, or everyone in my wife's family, doesn't go by their actual name. They're like they're on the run.
Yep. 29.32% of the world.
See, this is why you. As soon as you went to this trivial horse shit, we lost the show. The show's gone now.
You're the one that brought it up.
I brought up what?
The continents.
Yeah, but you're the one that wants
you
to know.
You said Africa's a big continent, and I was like, you're the biggest.
I said it's big. It's a big continent. That's all I said.
You said Australia's the biggest.
That's all I said. Gee, how fat was the fattest man?
Big.
Well, how fat?
How fat?
No,
I don't know.
Just
how,
fuck off.
How
the show
fat
now.
Were you?
No.
No, yeah, yeah.
You're way...
Yeah, yeah.
Come on, Tubby.
No, don't call me Tubby.
I just
You
did.
Were huge.
No, I wasn't huge.
No, you were. When you were a big guy.
At my biggest, you're a big guy. I was about 40 around the middle.
Whoa, what are you now?
30.
Wow, 10. You took 10 inches
off.
Yeah,
but I can't breathe. These pants are really hurting me.
Did you get, like, surgery? Did you get a balloon in your stomach? Or?
The thing about running is, and exercise... Is you shrink better. You don't have, although every so often I do look down and I got a sack. I could turn
you
it
got
into
a
sack. Purse. I got enough.
You talking about your balls?
No, those are another thing.
It was a silk purse.
My stomach sack can hit my ball sack midair. It sounds like when I fall down the stairs, it sounds like someone's applauding.
No. The ass.
How does that work?
No,
when I do cartwheels, I can make a sound effect when I do a cartwheel. When I do a cartwheel, my stomach. Sack,
no,
and my ball sack slapped each other.
No.
No what?
You're under arrest, Mike.
By
the asshole cops. That's just the worst.
Not an answer. It's just the hack police.
I've been trying
that
to get.
That should be the hack police. Bad premise police, not asshole police. Because that's why it's a dumb joke from the beginning, from when it was the other episode, Phil.
What other episode?
The one we did.
That's not for the other episode.
The one we did last week. Don't remember when a week and one day since Canada Day.
But just before you left for Canada.
That's right.
You were leaving tomorrow last
week. We're doing this via Skype.
That's Skype.
Yeah, this is amazing. It's like I'm in the room.
It's like you're loud enough to be in the room. What? It's like you're loud. You're being loud.
That's my whole thing. That's my shtick. It's my thing. It is. Okay, Phil.
You're listening to Zen. To Zen with Mike Wilmot. You're a big fan of Trailer Park Boys.
Yes, I am.
They're very good.
They are very funny.
I do like them.
Do you? Have you seen them?
Yeah.
And any of them?
Yeah.
What episode did you like best, Phil? Because I think you're lying.
You showed me episodes.
No,
you didn't. We sat and watched them together.
Really?
Yeah.
It's pretty funny.
We sat and watched them together.
No, I don't remember.
Yeah, we did.
No.
They had like the one where they had like a bare knuckle boxing.
No, I think you lived through that, Phil, when you went bare knuckle boxing. Remember that?
No.
You lived through that. It came off as I like the one when he has the ventriloquist puppet. I think that's hilarious. I met them at some festival. They're nice dudes.
Yeah.
They're buying up, apparently, this article. In a Toronto paper online.
Right.
They were all sort of good businessmen. They owned a stretch of the two of them, pizza places and convenience stores all over the, I think all over Nova Scotia.
What do they?
Now they own up, they're buying up all the big famous taverns, and they're owning them all.
What, they call
Bubbles
them,
they has call one them, called Bubbles.
Oh, they call them, oh, they're not calling them Trailer Park Boys.
No,
taverns.
No, they're just buying them up.
What, to keep them alive?
No, to make a lot of money.
Right.
Yeah, they're smart men. Yeah. They're really good. But they if you ever look into it, the amount of effort they had to do to keep their show afloat.
Yeah.
Because the Canadian system screws its own.
So tell me about the early days of the Trailer Park Boys. Like, guys got together, thought they were funny, started doing something
and
little.
And did gag reels. They did, like, gag videos to make each other laugh.
Right.
The one that plays Bubbles was the sound guy. And Bubbles was a character he did.
Right.
He's a guitar playing sound guy.
Yeah, here's a little bit of it now, just in case you don't know it.
Hey, what's going on, Bubbles? Here in my shed. I got my guitar out. Got a lot of requests from you guys on how to play Liquor and Whore, so I'm going to fucking play the thing. And I think through the magic of video here, this guy can put the chords up, like maybe on the corner of the screen. Can you do that?
He's not doing it.
It's basically just G, A minor, C and D are the chords, and then there's a fucking E minor in there.
A fucking E minor.
All right, we don't have to do that.
No, we don't need to listen.
The Somalians, if they're listening to this, on, they'd love this.
Yeah, but you don't set the Somalians towards the Trailer Park Boys. They'll hear that and go, oh,
did you
this
just
guy's
Twirler Park Boys?
Twirler Park.
You're such a fan, are you? Of the Twirler
Park Boys? Twirler Park Boys.
Of the Twirler Park Boys.
I had a speech impediment. You made fun of me.
No, you don't have a speech impediment.
I do.
You woke up and started drinking. You were in it. You were, well, remember last week when you woke up from that nap? Let's.
I was down, drinking at the Legion.
I am.
See,
out of
context,
I don't want to do this anymore. Don't want to do it anymore.
What?
No, I'm sick of this.
We have five more. Weeks.
We have five more. We're going to do five more episodes
more weeks
over the next
because
5 weeks.
You think
not
people
in a row.
That are listening are
there
stupid
are.
And think that this is done.
You'd be amazed that people listen to this. I'm amazed that people listen to this.
I'm not amazed. I look.
If you guys, if
how
you're out there,
like wrestling?
First one thing you can do is press PayPal and try and.
Are you trying to gouge the
No. Listen to me. Just press PayPal. Put in a
instead
penny.
Instead of feeding your children, press the button on the pen. Send us a
is
Somali.
Is that you having a go at the Somalians now?
I always do.
This is horrible.
It's a thing I do.
It's horrible.
It's like you playing a
this
horrible
is what,
song.
You're
the
trying
beginning.
To work on the Nigerian vote? Trying to get the Nigerians to listen by making fun of the Somalians?
If that works, that's what I'll
you're
do.
You're going to light this
that's
place
what
up.
That's what I'll do.
But
if I have to shit down every Somalian neck to get two or three more Kenyans
don't
on board.
Don't make fun of the Somalians.
It's all, no, it's all,
if,
I want
you know what? If we lose our Somalian fan base now.
Then we build up Kenya. You're not even. That's marketing 101, man.
You're listening to Zen with Mike Wilmot. Mike, I know you've been in comedy for a couple of years now.
18 months.
A couple of years and 18 months.
No. 18 months.
What?
Since
total.
My first
gig.
Stand-up routine.
Is that right?
That's
where
what
was
we
it? What was it? Was it about the asshole police?
Is that where you put the siren in?
Yeah, no, I can't be bothered going back.
Yeah.
Would you like me to? I
no,
can.
No.
Oh, I can
no,
go back.
No,
we
no.
can do it.
No, yeah,
it's,
yeah.
Well, no, it's easy
shouldn't
enough.
Someone then no, phone easy. Maybe the repetition police. I think this is the repetition cops. They've come to get you, Phil.
I can't hear you, Mike. The cops are here.
It's the dum-dum cops, and they're coming to get you, you dum-dum.
We did a police joke last week.
Yes,
which
it was last week.
Which was
oh, that
like,
seems like,
see, like only like half an hour ago.
Yeah, almost. I would say.
What do we? Don't touch the thing.
Ago.
You can then when you touch it, they can hear you touching.
I know. I want them to know it's live and I'm real.
You're
and
not
can,
real, and
it
isn't alive. You're only just alive. You're only barely alive.
Just alive.
This is supposed to be our best series, but we're doing it all in one day. Oh, sorry. Oh, I did that.
See there,
I'll
didn't
that.
It feel better? And what's your real name, Phil?
Not telling.
Wait till season
what's
five.
What's your real name, Mike Wilmot?
It's just Mike Wilmot. Michael Edward.
You know
Wilmot.
What? This Captain Morgan's got made me feel all funny. Did you put something in this, Mike?
No, Phil.
What is this?
No.
Your tribute to Cosby?
Now,
episode?
Can you wish.
I wish
you
what?
Wish I would rape you. Is that what's on your mind?
You have raped
me. You just had to ask. And then nothing to do what? We had to waste money on a drink?
That's the end of this episode, for
no,
sure.
No.
I always are you going to wait till I pass
no,
out?
In fact, when you were saying that, I thought if we could get a really good sound of a person passing out, like hitting the ground hard,
yeah.
And then we could go to me going, welcome to Zen with Mike Roma. Like, cause, like then we go into the, because you're dead. Or drugs.
Okay, let's try and do it.
No, it doesn't work now. I just said what it is. But that's all based on Fargo. Don't do that.
Don't do what?
Don't do it. No, it's not your fault.
I was going to do it.
See, that does.
That might have worked.
Then you're still talking, so it didn't work. And it's not from, no. No, see, here, I've been watching too much Fargo.
Have you?
Yeah, I just needed, I need to go somewhere else.
Oh, God.
Just when you least expect it. What is that, a spaceship?
Could only get unconscious if I'd had too much to drink. There was somehow something wrong somewhere, and each day seemed grey and dead. The seeds of desperation were growing in me head. I needed inspiration, a brand new start in life, somewhere to place affection, but I didn't want a wife. And then by lucky chance I saw, in a special magazine, an ad that was unusual, the like I'd never seen. Experience something different with our new imported toy. She's loving, warm, inflatable, and a guarantee of joy. She came all wrapped in cardboard, all pink and shriveled down. A breath of air was all she needed to make her lose that frown. I took her to the bedroom and pumped her with some life. And later, in a moment, that girl became my wife. And so I sit her in the corner and sometimes stroke her hair. And when I'm feeling naughty, I blow her up with air. She's cuddly and she's bouncy. She's like a rubber ball. I bounce her in the kitchen and I bounce her in the hall. And now my life is different since Sally came my way. I wake up in the morning and have her on a tray. She's everything they said she was, and I wear a permanent grin. And I only have to worry in case my girl wears thin.